It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. The third volume of the graphic novel March comes out today. It tells the story of the civil rights movement through the eyes of Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who, as we all know, was there. We'll talk to Lewis, his co-author, and the book's illustrator on tomorrow's show. And we wanted to know, have you read the first two volumes of March? Or what are your favorite nonfiction graphic novels? Call us at 404-500-9457 to be part of that discussion, and be sure to join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. for more. Fusion is a popular word these days to describe food. It's used to describe cuisine that combines elements from different cultures. But Asha Gomez is not a fan. She's chef and owner of the restaurant Spice to Table in Atlanta, and she says the word fusion does not tell the full story of what's going on a plate, and it's time to get rid of it. Let's open the gripe bag.
I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All this progress. Phooey!
Will you please tell me why?
That's the way it was, and we liked it.
Get off my lawn!
The first time someone said my food was fusion, I almost found it to be, I don't want to use the word insulting, but it didn't sit well with me. Because to me, fusion would mean the collision of two things coming together and something just exploding. But for me, my food is my evolution as a person. It's my evolution as a human being, as someone who has been fortunate enough to call two very magical places that happen to be oceans and continents apart home. The Indian South, a state called Kerala, which is kind of nestled between the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. It was a huge city in the years of the spice trade. And the American South, Georgia, which I've called home for getting close to two decades now. I want the American palate to experience my sensibility through spice. And how I bring that spice forth is it could be through a burger. You know, I decided to add, you know, a smoky black cardamom to my burger and put cilantro and mint and bind it with chickpea flour. But I served it on a brioche bun. And the American sensibility, they look at it and it's so familiar. But then when they eat it, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a kebab on a bun. I think in the past, what has happened is we've had so many cuisines that have come to the table, and we've had to dumb the food down because a lot of these people that came as immigrants before weren't necessarily trained chefs. It was a trade that they knew. They knew how to cook. They came here. They made a living with it. They assumed what the American palate wanted, dumbed the food down, and presented it. So much got lost in translation. I think this new generation of chefs that are at the forefront today, bring forth a story that they can tell, and they're able to connect the dots for the diner. I hope that they don't always expect to see us on Buford Highway or on a buffet line for $4.99. It deserves to be elevated in the same way as French food would be or New American food would be. And I think the minute you use the word fusion, you lose the power. I understand that the definition in the English dictionary for fusion food is the coming together of two cuisines or more. But it's been so bastardized and it's not been able to tell a complete story like it should. And that is the reason that I don't like that word.
Asha Gomez is chef and owner of Spice to Table in Atlanta.